My simple solution to the problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Hey, it's Zuko and Kayla from The Wake Up Call. Enjoy your podcast, but when you're done, don't forget about us. We have a radio show. We try to bring a smile to your face every morning.
We also talk to some of the hottest country stars of today, and we like to share some good news with That's What I Like.
Because Lord knows that's hard to find. When you're done podcasting your podcast, listen to us at 92.3 WCOL.
Set your preset on your radio right now, and don't forget you can listen to us online on the iHeartRadio app. It's a game
changer. Welcome to the official Masked Singer podcast, a production of iHeartRadio and Fox, executive produced by KT Studios.
We are in for a wild ride.
We are the one, the only official podcast for the Masked Singer.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And you know what time it is, man. America's number one show and the biggest best mystery game on TV. It's a game. The Super 8 were on fire tonight. That's right, in the first no-holds-barred double elimination supersized episode of the season. And now you know when you hear this voice. Oh, I mean this. No, I mean action. That's right, it's your host, your boy Bow Wow, a.k.a. The Frog. And I am here to get you close to the info that you need to know. I was watching tonight. I know you were watching tonight. And, of course, you know I got my official super insider in the building, man. My brother from another mother. We like to call him Brian. Ow!
Yes!
You rockin'! Brian, what up, dog?
Hello! Recovering from that 2 hour Super 8.
Man, it was worth the 2 hours.
What'd you think of that Rita Wilson rap?
I might have to do a track with her, Brian. Rita was funny, too.
You drew a picture of her, but you didn't make my day. I'm rocking and you're yawning, but you never look my way.
Hey.
I'm looking down you, darling, in every single way.
Hey.
Your funny flow is born and your green card's on the way.
So big shout out to Rita Wilson, who's our celebrity guest panelist.
She's great.
Listen, man, the tidal wave of talent went down tonight on the show because we had two unmasked, as we saw. No pun intended, but it's true because we got the most beautiful show in the ocean, the seashore, a.k.a. Tamara Mowry is going to be stopping by to talk to us tonight. But before we dig in,
spoiler alert,
we'll be serving up a ton of spoilers and dishing out a huge bowl of Easter eggs. So if you're not ready to dig in, this is the time you might want to take your order and go. You know what I mean? Nothing wrong with that. Now, let's go ahead, man, Brian, let's just dive into it because the show tonight was 2 hours. A lot going on. Action-packed.
Jam-packed.
We saw a lot of things today. We saw some first-time things, too. Shout out to the Yeti.
Yeah.
Like, there was some type of conveyor belt on the stage. I didn't know until I looked. And I said, oh, snap, he's skating.
Skating.
We don't get to see a lot of things on stage that have never happened before.
Right.
We've never seen anybody skate like
that. No.
Yeah.
Now, remember, I made my guess last week on who this person was.
You did.
Now, I will say this. I know who this person is, but I had no idea this person knew how to skate. That threw me off. I never knew that he could skate.
So did it change your mind at all?
Nah, Brian, the person is extremely talented and can also add skating to the other things that this person can do. But that was a MS5 first. I mean, that takes a lot of guts right there, man, because just putting on the outfit itself and already is different. And for Yeti to be wearing the costume that he's wearing, it's big, it looks heavy, but also to be skating on a professional performing stage where it's shiny, it's a little glossy, the texture of the stage, it's smooth, but you can easily slip and bust your behind.
Absolutely. And you know, they only get one chance. Yeah, you know better than anybody.
That's right, B, you get one chance.
If you fall, that's it.
And Fox is keeping it. I mean, that's clickbait.
Exactly.
If you fall.
That becomes the promo.
That's what I'm saying. It's going to get aired. Millions of people are going to see you fall on the stage. One thing about this season, we're not hiding up. You see,
no.
When Crab had his situation with his costume, we follow him back into the dress room. You saw it. So, to everybody listening, if you think about giving a mask, if you fall, just know you're going to be a loser. Also, Nicole, man, was moved. Yeti moved her.
Yes.
Nicole, we've seen her get emotional at times. But that performance, I could tell, like, something struck her.
Yes.
Oh, man, Yeti. You just pulling on all my heartstrings. Like, that song was so personal and such a vulnerable performance.
Yeah.
You bared your soul.
Yeah.
You've really made Masked Singer Season 5 something really special. Thank you.
Also, she was mesmerized by the Black Swan, who mesmerizes everyone every week.
Is she the front runner for you?
This might shock you, bro.
Okay.
But the way them Russian Dolls came out there tonight, and how they flipped it, and have fun, and I'm like, oh, it's over.
Bruno Mars.
I'm like, it's over. Like, this is over. It's over. I'm like, yo, they don't miss. Like, they just don't miss, bro. I got chills. It's gonna be so tough. Also, we learned that kids cell phone password, which I hope is not true. But I think it is true.
No, it's
one,
true.
Two, three,
it's
four.
What's that clue?
Ken, is your phone password really 1234?
Ken, he knows.
Great. Now I gotta change it to 5678. You know what Ken Jeong says to this invasion of privacy? Cloodle, don't. That's what I say.
My brother, like, don't even put a lock on it. If your code is 1234, you might as well just leave it open. Just not even face recognition, nothing. Just leave it wide open. Who is that? Let's go ahead and dive into what I like to do. Break it down the clues and add my little guesses here and there.
Yes.
All right, let's go ahead and do it. Piglet.
Open the show.
Did the record The Pretender.
Foo Fighters.
Food delivery clue was the cotton candy, which everyone loves cotton candy. And he said that it reminds him of his first job. Now, I will say this. His first job, I was trying to look up this person. I was trying to get some early life information. You know, I went to Wikipedia. You know, did he ever work at Fairgrounds or did he work at Six Flags, Disneyland at one point? And
Circus.
I couldn't find it. Now, what I did find was something that was interesting. Rita said that he moves like a rock star.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to me, if I'm guessing this person, I've never really seen this person dance like that.
Yeah.
So the move thing kind of threw me off a little bit. The orange foam hand with two fingers. Now, all of his clue packages are tough to get.
Yeah.
I do like his pastor's words encouraged him to move to L.A. That was special to me.
Okay.
From the very first time we saw Piglet, I felt boy bander. And based off of the clue packages this time around, I saw that UFO. And for people that know me, I'm really into the UFO stuff. I know it's crazy. But Lance Bass also is in the UFO crazy kind of stuff. He almost flew with NASA. So this could possibly be Lance Bass.
Ooh.
Oh.
Every time I hear a male singer come on the show, I think boy band. I think group. I think that's just the first thing we think.
I'll give you a little recap. Maybe this will help.
Okay,
you.
Give me a recap.
Ken said Chris Pine because of the pine tree air freshener, Chris Pine.
Okay, saw the air freshener. Okay.
Also the UFO, you know, he's Captain Kirk in Star Trek. So it's not a bad guess. And he did sing it Into the Woods. But then he also veered into Adam Levine. The cotton candy stage clue is because their famous song is Sugar.
Oh,
and he did say, you don't know me from Adam. Adam Levine. But then the other went the boy band route. Nicole said Jordan Knight. Jenny said Lance Bass. Rita Wilson said Nick Jonas. She also said Peyton Manning. In any world, is this Peyton Manning?
Who said that? I forgot.
Rita Wilson.
Rita Wilson. When I saw her, and they put Eli's face in it too.
Yes.
Rita, listen, love you to death, Rita. Just because the boys might be from play down in Tennessee. Doesn't mean they got the vocal cords of the great Tennessee musicians that come out of that great state.
Well, when you think of Tennessee musicians, you think of Justin Timberlake, Elvis, and the Mannings.
I like that Adam Levine thing, though. Just the
Adam Levine is
Adam
good.
Thing. You know what I mean? The orange foam hand, though, that, you know, I could see where Rita kind of swindled in with the Mannings a little bit.
Yeah.
Never heard the Mannings sing, so that's why I'm pushing them out. But I do like the Adam Levine thing. I might have to go ahead and stamp that one. I kind of like
that. Okay.
That's the
He's
first
no
time
longer on The Voice.
Yeah. Got a little bit of time to come on MS5 and, you know, dress up as the Piglet and get on stage and sing a little something. I'm going to go with Adam, man. I like that. I'm going to stick with Adam. I like that
one. Good.
Moving on. Let's go, man. Robopon.
That was epic.
Right?
Getting it on for real.
Oh, my gosh. I could listen to that voice on repeat all night long.
Oh.
Does that sound creepy? I hope not.
You know, Robopine, to me, who I believe this person is, He has an old soul. This is a person who loves, and when I say love, he loves R&B music. He's an R&B artist, but he loves that soulful R&B. That's just who this guy is. He said a family tradition of lobster hunting in Costa Rica. He said he loves singing in the shower, which everybody does. And by the way, if you can't sing, everyone sounds great in the shower when the steam and you just I don't know what it is. It's just some scientific
acoustics. Acoustics.
Yeah, you just sound good in the shower. The ABC blocks kind of threw me off because I know who this person is.
You know, it's funny. The baby toys kind of threw everybody off. And that's why Rita and Ken mentioned Terrence Howard, because he has five kids. Mm. And Jenny mentioned, now this may be nuts, but this didn't make the episode, but his first movie was the film Toys with Robin Williams. She mentioned LL Cool J. In any world is Robo Pine LL Cool J.
Yeah, L. Cool J's walking out there singing, "Let's get it on." Ah, come on. Yeah, that's L. That's L all day.
What about Terry Crews? That's Robin's guess.
You know, I'm keeping my answer to what it is. It's my main man, Tyrese Gibson. Wow. And I must say this. He gave it away with this one. Brian.
Okay.
You are about to say it's Tyrese. Okay.
Yeah.
He showed a Roman statue. Do you know what that symbolizes, Brian?
No.
Do you know what Tyrese's character's name is in Fast and Furious?
Is it Roman?
Name is Roman.
Wow.
Roman Pierce. Okay, MS5Z, all the people at, our producers, everybody. You got to get better with the clues.
You know, with that Roman Empire, that's where they got Terrence Howard for Empire.
They got to go with Roman. He gave us his name, but he gave his most famous actor name other than Jody, which I believe was his first movie with Baby Boy.
But, you know, during the package, this threw me off, was the Jerry. Like a Jerry's, there was a Jerry Springer. So I was thinking, is it somebody from the 90s? Is this a... I don't know what the significance of that Jerry is.
At some point, Robopine has to stop through the studio and talk to us. So if I'm right, we'll get all that information because I definitely want to know about the ABC blocks. And then moving on, Chameleon. And he sung one of the biggest West Coast hip hop records ever. And that's Regulator by Warren G. Rest in peace to Nate Dogg. That record is a huge, huge record.
Gangsta classics.
Again, I want to go to his after party.
Regulators. The Chameleon just set it off. Got gangsta on us.
His food delivery clue was fried bird and cricket cake.
Yeah.
And then Always is with his gang and supports all troops. So this dives back into what I was telling you when his clue package was a suit getting tailored. When I said, oh, Taylor, okay, cool. The name of his group is Taylor Gang. And now when he says, I'm always with his gang, he's not talking about a gang, but he's talking about Taylor Gang, which is the name of his crew. So that's what I got from that. We saw a suitcase with a two on it.
Two
kind of threw me off. The squirrel threw me off big time. Two gazelles fighting in a picture frame. He's doing a lot of like MMA stuff right now. That could symbolize himself and maybe his trainer that he's always with. And once again, he brought it back. Wants to inspire his little Chameleon. Cameron. That's Chameleon's real government name. You can look that up too. And then also, Kludo appeared on stage, loved his on-screen work. And I just think it's my good pal Wiz Khalifa. I think the clues just, everything just sums up to what he represents. The little Chameleon Cam is in there. I'm always with my gang, Taylor Gang. The suit being tailored. I mean, just everything is just so him. Black and yellow stuff. There was a yellow bandana security guards are wearing. Everything symbolizes Pittsburgh, Wiz. And then flower.
Robin thinks the same thing. Now, the number two is significant.
Okay.
And that's why Ken said Kyrie Irving, because he's number two, his jersey number.
Brian, stop right there. Let's go back.
I'm just reporting the news.
Kyrie Irving is a good 6 feet tall, right? Kyrie is a point guard, Brian, which means he's not the tallest. I believe Wiz Khalifa's taller than Brooklyn. That's Kyrie Irving.
Yes. And then Jenny's guest, Machine Gun Kelly, the number two on the case could mean for his song Forget Me Too with Halsey.
Okay.
And there was the bird, the stage clue. He was in that Sandra Bullock movie on Netflix, Bird Box.
Okay.
And then what's interesting is Rita's guest did not make the episode.
Okay, now what did Rita say?
She said 2 Chainz.
Mm-hmm.
There were hoops in the package and he played college basketball.
Facts.
So 2 Chainz is not a bad guess.
2 Chainz not a bad guess.
And then Nicole Kent said G-Eazy as well.
Now, yeah, that's not a bad guess. But Kyrie, yeah. Ken is back to being, he's back in his Ken manual book of guesses.
Exactly.
I think this could be Kyrie Irving, you know, from the Brooklyn Nets, because he's getting more established in hip-hop, and Hoops, the number 2, that was his number in the Cleveland Cavaliers, and also, yes, Deer, a Buck. Kyrie Irving was almost traded to the Milwaukee
almost.
Bucks.
Oh. Almost. Doesn't count then.
But they almost killed each other, those deers. So
what?
That tracks.
That was hilarious. I'm sure Kyrie's going to get a kick out of that one. And then, of course, man, moving on, we had Yeti, who sung Lonely.
Wow!
I mean, his voice is stunning.
Food delivery clue was donuts, which I believe the Yeti is my good friend, my brother. And once again, I have to continue to say this every time we bring up the Yeti. Me and Yeti have not spoke. Me and Yeti have not talked at all. Like, at all. I just know a voice when I hear it, especially when you've worked with somebody for over 10 plus years and you have an entire album with this person.
Yeah.
And we're still on tour this year with each other. We're going back on tour to finish it.
Wow.
It's just undeniable. The donut symbolizes O for Omarion. That's who I believe this is. Alphabet cards with A, B, C, and D. This was special. And I couldn't believe that he actually took it here. This was so special about the Masked Singer is that, you know, we don't mind being vulnerable on this show. We don't mind letting it all hang out. And this was special because this is something that O really doesn't like to talk about, is the group B2K. The people know the history. You know, not all groups make it all the way. Breakups happen. It just occurs in our business when it comes to groups. And you see him, the B, C, and D were in one hand, the A was separated, but then you see him say something like, I was in a dark place and I felt like it was my fault. So what did I do? I put the gang back together for one last time. You see the security guys dancing with the Yeti. And that basically symbolized 2 years ago, not the tour that we're doing, but the first version of this tour. He connected with the group and did the impossible, and they went on tour. And it was a rough ride. They got through it, but it was rough. But that's what the ABCD symbolizes. 4 guys, 4 letters, okay. The group. The band broke up. He put them back together for one last run for the fans.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's what he means when he said left big ego behind after past failure. That's what he means. I don't know. This man hasn't had too many failures. But the skating on stage, I got to give it to him, man. That was the Masked Singer first.
That was amazing.
And anytime you do a Masked Singer first, you know, we're going to go ahead and give you your flowers.
Especially in season 5, we feel like we've seen it all. But we haven't we've seen an abominable snowman rollerblading through the stage in front of Rita Wilson.
And then Russian Dolls, 24K.
Yes.
Man, listen, I knew they was going to tear the house down. As soon as I heard that, move, get your hand. I said, oh, there it is. Who is going to compete with them?
That was an amazing performance. I think you guys might take this competition. Honestly. Wow.
Red Jelly Beans was their food delivery clue. That didn't help me much guessing who this is.
It didn't help the panel either.
Okay, so I'm not alone on this one, okay? Whoever the Russian Dolls are, it's a big deal. Okay, now, can you help me with this?
I'll try.
There was one clue. That just kind of like, I don't know if this was made to throw us off, to make us think. We saw it and it said blessing from the king herself was thrown away. Now, we all know the king is a man.
Yeah.
But when they said the king and then it said herself. Now, are they trying to throw us off? Should we substitute king for queen?
Could it be Queen Elizabeth? Could it be Queen Latifah?
Because I'm trying to think of a woman who is big time with a last name. King, the king herself. It could be like that's her last name. We got to dig into that.
I'm thinking maybe they're British. Could it be One Direction? Could it be Nicole's guests, The Wanted? She had mentioned them, even though it didn't make the episode.
Listen, I love watching them each and every week. I'm sure I'm speaking for the millions of people who watch the show. They're very entertaining, and their voices are very, very powerful.
In any world, is there a female in the Russian Dolls?
See, Brian, here you go. You did it again, bro.
It'd be 3 men and 1 female.
Then you have to look at the odds of that. Whoever the Russian Dolls are performed in front of some big-time people. If there was a female, we should be able to find 3 males and a woman in the group.
It's like Black Eyed Peas, Fergie. That's the only thing, you know. No Doubt, Gwen Stefani.
Y'all making it hard on me every week.
Yeah.
Before we get off of the Russian Dolls, just one last thing. If you noticed at the end, one of the dolls stood up and actually showed their true height.
Okay.
Now, I got to go ahead and give them props. If the Russian dolls are all tall, or even if that's not their natural height that they're at when we're watching them perform, the fact that when he stood up, he was tall. If they're performing squinched down for this one minute and 25 seconds,
yes. Going, that is commitment.
Just give them the trophy. They get it just off of commitment. They get it off of just buying into the character. Just give them the trophy. Show's over.
I need more clues, people. I'm not that smart.
I'm going to give you another clue.
Oh.
Because they have you really thrown off.
Okay.
Because I think you could use some help.
Always.
This is a clue I'm only going to give to you.
Okay.
Sushi.
What?
Sushi.
Hey, Brian, we're going to have a meeting after we're done with this show, me and you. And we're going to talk about these clues that are just so helpful. Yeah, thanks, Brian. That helped me out a lot. I know what it is. I know all four of the dogs now. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to just go ahead and put all my chips on the table right now. I'm ready to go. Like I said, man, the Russian dogs are amazing, and they're going to be tough to beat.
And Tamara Mowry, who we're going to have in a little bit, she's probably wishing she brought her twin sister, Tia.
I'm trying to tell you. And then last but not least, this individual here is definitely going to the finals.
Black Swan.
There's not too many people in entertainment that can do what Black Swan just did.
Guys, right? You know it's that good. I couldn't even get up from my seat because I was so...
You were mesmerized. You're like frozen.
I was mesmerized, transfixed in a trance over those vocals. In your version of that song, I've never heard anybody else sing it like that. Right. I love that.
Black Swan. Let's go ahead and jump into it. This is our last one.
Alrighty.
Food delivery clue was the goldfish. Favorite snack as a kid with her mom. Listen, who didn't like goldfish? I still eat goldfish. Certain little plain.
Cheddar,
I love them.
The cheddar ones. I love cheddar goldfish.
Love them. Love them. Mom gave her the gift of music. We saw the two clocks unreveal. We sent her another glass slipper. I made my guess already on who I think this person is. But I think I could be wrong with this, too, because the clue packages, I think that's what's really throwing me off about Black Swan.
Yeah, there was a lot of princess fairy tales.
Yeah.
Jenny had mentioned Anna Kendrick. Ken said Demi Lovato.
Right.
Rita mentioned Kesha.
Okay.
And Robin, his guest didn't make the episode, but he had said Esther Dean.
Ooh.
Who were you kind of thinking about?
I said JoJo. What's throwing me off is the personal life things, the single parent mom raising her.
You know what song I heard yesterday driving down Sunset? Baby, It's You by Bow Wow and JoJo.
You know what? Brian, this is the weirdest thing about The Masked Singer, right?
Yeah.
And I know you're not lying. Because for some reason, have you ever noticed that when you're doing the show, the songs that the celebs come on to perform,
yes,
I promise you, you hear them. When I was on season 3, I heard all my records. I heard Can't Touch This at a pizza parlor here in Atlanta. I went home in the ATL. I go in the pizza parlor, sit down. They're playing the record. I'm rapping it word for word. I go in the hotel. I hear Dragon. I'm hearing all of these records. I'm like, yo,
wow.
The Masked Singer really spews out this energy, man. It's interesting.
And Nicole also had a good guess of Becky G.
Okay.
Because there were gnomes a lot in the
clothes. There were some gnomes in there.
Yeah, and she was in the film Gnome Alone. And there was a bunny, and she just collaborated with Bad Bunny. And the princess vibe is because she sang the part of Princess Jasmine on A Whole New World with Zayn Malik for the new Aladdin movie with Will Smith.
Oh, that's major.
So that's a good guess. I mean, we're all over the place with Black Swan.
Yeah, yeah, Black Swan. All we know is she can sing. Not sing, Brian.
Yes.
But sing. This woman can sing,
yeah.
sing. It's a game changer. Our next guest turned the tides on MS5 with her incredible performances. And Brian, you know, I could not guess this individual.
This one threw you.
Are you serious?
I couldn't guess you. I'm trying to tell you. And now, since you're right here in the studio and the people can hear you, let me go ahead and just roll out the red carpet. She's not just an actress. She's not just a TV personality, okay? She's a mom, wife, all of that. Hold down the cribbo. It's only right that we bring the seashell on the show.
Aww.
You already know. Come on, don't even do it. Tamara Mowry up in the building. What's
aww
up, T? Yeah.
Superstar! Ooh,
what's
hi
up? What's going
hi,
on?
Guys.
Hello, Tamara.
Oh, my gosh. What an amazing ride, right? What an amazing ride. Where do I start?
Yeah, where do you want to start? Let's do it.
I was supposed to be on last season, and uh-oh, I was supposed to be the seahorse.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And Tori Kelly took my place
because
I got pharyngitis.
Oh.
It was really bad, and I couldn't get rid of it. I had my songs all picked out. I actually cried for like 3 days when I got pharyngitis because I really wanted to do it. And the producers were like, well, we can't promise you anything. We just don't know. So when I got the call, I was like, hell yeah, let's do this.
That's lit.
I was ready. Well, I thought I was.
No, you were.
No, you was ready. Oh. I got to go ahead and say, yeah. I could not guess you for nothing. Like,
what? Everybody did.
I couldn't.
No, the panel was all over the place.
They sure were.
They named everyone but you.
No, I will tell you, yes. It wasn't until actually my second song when I started to see people guess it was me, but I don't think it was because of my singing. Mm-hmm. I gotta say, though, there's something magical about singing and no one knowing who you are and saying, oh my gosh, the seashell, she's so awesome. Mm-hmm. Seashell has vocals.
And this is where I start cracking the code a little bit.
Okay.
When I saw the wedding cake,
yeah.
I saw the woman and the man. I said, wait a minute. This got to be hubby. This got to be, this was a moment in life.
Yeah.
And then I compared your voice. I listened to you sing on the show.
You
did? I found something on, I went to YouTube and found you singing on something else. And I just kept playing them. I said, it's Tamara.
That's her.
That's her. Now I see why. Now I see why everybody says it's her. Okay, now it all makes sense. And it's weird for me because once I figure out who you are, then the clues all start making sense. So for the people that's listening, for those that was having like a difficult time like me, talk about some of these clues. We saw the Twister Twister. And was that like a spinoff of Sister Sister, but Twister Rhymes with Sister?
Yeah.
Was that that whole spiel?
Sister, a two-way twister.
Okay.
If only there was a Jack A clue.
I don't think, was there a Jack A?
There wasn't.
No.
If there had been, then we would all know.
Oh, everybody would have known that. Come on now.
But how the heck did Twister fly out of my head? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I don't know.
I don't have it all sometimes.
And the clock, and then, the 2 minutes. I'm 2 minutes older.
See, I would have never got that to you.
Really?
And then I'm going to tell you when it really threw me off. This is when I was like, okay, this is not Tamara. Germany. I had no idea.
No?
Listen, when you watch The Masked Singer, when you see Cooking Clues and Twister and Wedding Cakes, and then you see Germany, I'm like, Tamara from L.A. That's what I'm thinking.
It's Heidi Klum.
You know what I'm saying? So
Heidi Klum, yes.
That definitely got me. It was tough.
When I was doing the show, the panelists, the judges, they were confused as hell. They had no idea from the beginning. They were just kind of like all over the place. And then Nicole is the only one who finally guessed at the end.
You know what was a big clue for me?
What?
TNT.
Yeah.
I think TNT stands for her and her sister, Tia. I think this is Tamara Mowry.
Oh, that's a good guess.
Look at that. Look at that.
And she was 100% sure, and she was 100% right.
It was that TNT clue.
Yes.
Man.
That's what led Nicole.
TNT, because T and Tamara.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we actually auditioned for Star Search under that name, TNT Dynamite.
What?
Yes.
Dang.
Wow. Yes.
No, you held it down. See, I got to give you a props.
Thank you.
You definitely held it down, because before I even knew it was you, I was like, yo, that seashell can sing. Remember, I was giving her props, and I sang. She can sing, sing. I was like, man, I had you going all the way to the finals. That's just me. I promise you.
I really feel these shows are a win-win situation because I feel like every person, no matter if you are voted off the first day or you win the entire competition, it's a personal journey.
It is.
And the moment that you chose to show up and give it your all, you already won.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I see it.
I definitely agree. And it is a personal journey.
Right?
I must admit. It brings back old feelings of, you know what I'm saying? Just like, wow. I mean, we know we can do this.
Yep.
But it's just that sense of confidence.
You're by yourself. And you're like, holy crap, because it's you and that mask.
Mm-hmm.
And then being a mom, we call it mom brain, you know, like mommy brain. My memory, and because I have so many hats I'm wearing, I constantly have to really think hard to memorize things. And I was like, oh my God, there's no teleprompter. What if I forget the lyrics? What if I, and they're like, sorry, it's live.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, oh, damn. Okay.
See, look, before we play this game, I'm going to tell you something right now. I asked them, I said, listen, hey, has anybody in Masked Singer history ever done it twice? They said, done what twice? I said, perform twice. Like the same record. They're like, no.
No.
You go on, you're going to do what you're going to do, and you're going to do it.
And
if you mess up, you mess up.
Yep.
Okay, cool. So we want to play this game with you, right? It's called H2. H2O. You know, I'm putting plan on the whole seashell thing in honor of the seashell.
Okay.
And because so much of your true identity is that of being a twin, I thought that maybe we'll go ahead and play a quick game.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions and then give you two possible answers, both of which have double O's in the word.
Okay.
Now, all you have to do is tell us the answer that best suits you. All right?
Okay.
Is that simple?
Best answer that suits me.
That suits you. Okay, now here we go. First question. Which of the following items in your bathroom do you usually run out of first?
Okay.
Shampoo or toothpaste?
Toothpaste.
Ooh.
Why? What? What is so
toothpaste about that?
Toothpaste.
That's good. Well, let me know she's brushing them teeth, brushing them. They brush daily.
I do not play with bad breath.
Yeah, T is like, you put the whole toothpaste, you coat the whole bristle. And then you put some on it. I'm telling you, that's the only way you run out of toothpaste.
You want to know how crazy I am? I actually do it twice between, how you're supposed to brush your teeth like for 2 minutes?
Correct.
I end up brushing my teeth for 3 or 4, and then I put it on again. My hygiene is clean.
Just a little fresh breath.
I don't play them games.
Okay, here we go. Which activity do you love more? Oh, man, I know what she about to say.
What?
Cooking or laying by the pool?
Cooking.
I know it. Ooh. I know it.
How did you know that?
I know things, T. I know people. I see you got the winery and I've seen the kitchen and the kids are chefing it up.
Okay.
Now, you know what? Brian, this game is too easy, man. And I know T's a busy woman right now. It's too easy. We're going to go ahead and step it up another notch real quick before she leaves us. So this is what we're going to do, okay? We're going to turn things up another notch. For every answer you get wrong, Brian needs to give us double clues. So we still playing off the whole two thing, okay?
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
So get these right.
Get them wrong, T. Which one of these characters was a contestant on MS5? Poodle or raccoon?
The raccoon. You guys, this is easy.
Okay. All right, here we go.
Okay.
There are 1,980,000 search results that pop up for you on which search engine? Is that Google or is that Yahoo? Miss, this is so easy.
Oh my God, what?
Spoke too soon, T. Spoke too soon.
I sure did. I'm gonna say there's probably more. Oh, dang. No, I'm gonna say Yahoo.
Thank you so much.
What? I got it wrong?
You definitely got that one wrong right there. But we love it, though, because now we get two clues real quick. Brian, man, go ahead. What's the two clues, man? You know we need these.
I'm going to give two new clues for piglets.
Okay.
Okay.
God and Nicole Kidman.
What?
Yo, Brian, come on,
piglets?
Brian.
Piglets?
I can't wait to see what this is. I've been guessing. Cloodle-Doo, the MS5 secret celebrity sleuth, is what kind of character? Is he a rooster or a kangaroo?
What the?
So you've seen Cloodle-Doo, right? You know, he's been disrupting everything, okay?
Everything. Now, I thought that was Nick, honestly. Nick Cannon.
No, a lot of people.
So does everybody else.
Okay.
All right, so you know what Cloodle-Doo is. You've seen him, all right? And I just got to ask you, what animal is he? Is he a rooster or is he a kangaroo?
A rooster? I think he's both.
There's a hybrid.
If a kangaroo and a rooster had a baby, how about that?
She said it's a hybrid. It's a hybrid animal.
Yes.
You know what it is. And we call him Cloodle-Doo. You know what it is.
It's a rooster.
It's a rooster.
I thought it was a trick question. Okay, fine.
Oh, man. All right.
So I got to give two new clues.
Let's do it. Two new clues. Far away.
Okay. For Chameleon.
Oh, I know him.
Flower.
Ah.
And Meghan Markle.
What?
I don't know nothing about the second one, but the first one makes a lot of sense.
If Seashell can't win.
I know.
Who has your vote?
The Black Swan. We were the only two girls left. I'm all about women power.
I hear you.
So I want the Black Swan to win. You got this, girl.
That's a powerhouse.
You got this.
She's another one you got to watch out for. I see her going all the way. Them dolls, man, they are like,
they
man.
They are amazing. I think it's quite unfair, though. Because if I
do
had
too, T.
three or four people harmonizing with me.
Man, I told you got to go against so many people. I definitely agree.
I was like, wait a minute.
Look, man. Hey, look, T, I got to thank you because I know you're busy. You're working on some big things right now. And you took time out of your busy schedule to run into the trailer and holler at your family over here at the MS5 podcast. Keep shining.
Thank you, my dear.
Me and Brian coming over whenever dinner is getting cooked. And you know
I
can cook, too.
Yeah.
You know I can cook, too.
You can. Well, you can definitely come. You come by. And then also come by the tasting room. We're in downtown Napa. It's called Housley. And I can serve y'all some drinks. How about that?
Hey, listen, I can do half a glass of red wine. I'm a rookie. I'm just now getting into the wine. It knocks me out, T. It knocks me out.
And I'll bring Ken Jong.
I would love that.
Keep all the wine away from Ken.
Oh, gee.
Thank you so much, T. Appreciate the love, support.
Thank you.
You know we love
Thank
you.
Thank you.
You got love for you. Keep shining. Keep doing your thing, baby girl.
Thank you, my dear.
Absolutely.
Bye. Who is
that? Oh, and she hit the note on us, Brian. She had this one more time. See, once we get on that stage, Brian, it's hard to...
It's hard to turn it off.
That's why she left us with a little... I couldn't do it like how she did it, but I think we all understand what I was trying to do. It was close, but it wasn't. That's why I'm here now. That's why I'm not on the stage anymore. I'm in the studio with you. We do this now. All right, you guys, we are out of time for tonight, but we will be back next Wednesday with exclusive new clues. That's right, new clues. The latest unmasked celebrity superstar and backstage gossip you won't find anywhere else. I'm telling you, no blog, no publication, no nothing. If they don't come from us, a Fox, a KT, listen, I can go all day. Thanks again to our guest, the Seashell, a.k.a. Tamara Mary. And we're definitely going to our house for dinner. But, Brian, I messed up because I got to do the cooking. I was talking too fast during the interview. I should have said, we want to come over and eat. We don't want to come over and cook. I don't want to burn the house down. There's a beautiful kitchen. I don't want to pay for nothing, but we're going to use your credit card, Brian, if anything messes up. All right. Big shout out to T. Thank you so much. Also, big shout out inside MS5, inside of my brother, Brian Strickland, sitting right here across from me for always dishing up new and exciting clues and helping me appear smarter than I think that I am.
No. By the way, you have an MBA in Matt Singer. You're real smart, trust me.
I graduated from Mass University. I'm in the building for sure, all right? Oh, man. Big shout out to you, Brian. Thank you so much because, you know, love you, man, and you're always helping us getting closer and closer to all the action. Big shout out to all of you and you and you, 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 you. That's right, the listeners, the fans, the MS5 universe, wherever you are, whatever country you're in. We love you. Thank you for always tuning in and making our podcast the number one MS5 podcast in the universe. Check us out on Instagram and Twitter at MassPod and at MassSingerFox. I repeat, at MassPod and at MassSingerFox. To send us your questions, and we might answer it right here on the podcast. Do not forget to download the Fox Super 6 app and get those predictions in for a chance to win some big cash. I want some money, Brian. Don't you want some money?
Yeah, me That's too. Right. I got to pay for that kitchen.
I know. You gotta pay for the kitchen. Hey, well, it's cash, so at least it's going through. We ain't gotta worry about nothing. Straight cash, all right? For more podcasts, iHeartRadio, of course, man, iHeartRadio app. Please, man, check us out. Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts at. Tune in to MS5 every Wednesday on Fox. And once again, shout out iHeartRadio, KT Studio, and Fox. We love you guys, and we'll be back your way. When, Brian?
Next week.
That's right. See, I'm always testing you. I'm always... You never know. Look, Brian never knows. I'm going to just reverse... Brian, your mic's on. It's your go now. You got it? All right. We love you guys. Thank you. And as always, me and Brian about to go to war with traffic. That's what our evening looks like right
now. Yes.
All right. We are out of here. Peace, love, and God bless.
Chipotle, here we come.
Until next Wednesday, we are out of here. Peace.
'My simple solution to the problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
It's The Breakfast Club, the world's most dangerous morning show.
Hey!
Angela Yee is kind of like the big sister that always pokes you in the forehead.
It's my show. Ooh!
That's not how it goes?
That's not how anything goes.
Yimby's really like a robot. One of the best DJs ever.
Believe that.
Charlamagne is the wild card.
And I'm about to give somebody the credit they deserve for being stupid.
I know, that's right.
What is wrong with you?
Listen to The Breakfast Club weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on 106.7 The Beat. Columbus's real hip-hop and R&B.